from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This hour of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. I mean, you know, Boston's playing.
Boston!
You know what that means. Must be football season.
Yes.
Must be Wednesday.
Yes.
It must mean Dave Archer is on the line to talk some Falcons football with us. Arch,
what up?
How are you, man?
What up, Dave?
Fellas, welcome back, man. Ready to roll. Let's do this.
Yeah, no doubt. Looking forward to it. Week one, obviously, Sunday afternoon right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You and Wes on the call. We got pregame starting at 11. Wade Ford tailgate show before that. So it's all ramping up. Let me ask you this, because I'm making the assumption that you're feeling confident, as everyone is. But when's the last time you felt this confident about a Falcons team headed into week one?
Yeah, that's a great question, Andy. I've probably would have to go back to the playoff teams, probably go back to maybe coming out of that 17 season, you know, loss of the Eagles in the playoffs after going to the Super Bowl the year before. You felt like you had some pieces in place. We were better defensively. Remember in 17, I think I was a top 10 defense. First time Matt Ryan had a top 10 defense. So probably going to the 18 season. The thing that's different about this, guys, is there's so much newness to it that I think it enhances heightens your awareness of, hey, this could be a special year, just because there's some unknowns about the team. How's Kirk Cousins going to adapt with the new defense? You got a new head football coach. So there was some of what we had in going into 18 was kind of rehashing or redoing what we'd done the two previous years. This is such new stuff. And you've got a couple guys you're really excited about, whether it's Judon coming off the edge or it's Cousins, you know, taking us back to those days of Ryan throwing the ball over the yard to guys. So I think that's part of maybe heightened it even more than maybe the 18 season.
Dave, since you've been up there, you've watched all the practices and the reps and all those different things, what's going to be outside of Kirk Cousins being the quarterback, what's going to be different about this offense, this offensive philosophy that you've seen so far in training camp and stuff?
Well, I think that obviously what's going to be different is going to be, I mean, you're talking about, Randy, from last year different, or
yeah,
you just talking about what
things
we've seen
like
in
that
preseason?
Yeah,
well, from what we've seen in preseason, obviously everything's going to be different because they're going to expand. You know as well as I do, we've seen the tip of the iceberg of what they can do from different personnel groups, different guys on the field, handing guys the ball differently, you know, distributing the ball and the decision-making Kurt's going to make. I think the game will center around, as much as they want to run the football, we're going to probably throw the ball, I don't know, 7 to 10 times more per game, I would assume. That's going to create a different feel to it. You're throwing the ball on first down a little bit more than we read last year. I don't know how many times it seemed like about 65% of the time we turned around and handed the football to somebody last year, last couple seasons. I think it could be flipped around the other way. You could be throwing the ball, you know, 55-60% of the time on first down, just to create down and distance situations that are positive for you. And that'll be paramount in this game because of the way these guys play defense and the two edge rushers that they have. Mm-hmm. If you don't stay in manageable third down situations or get first downs on second and first down, then you're gonna have a long day because those two guys on the edge can rush, and Hayward's pretty good coming from the inside, even though his pockets are heavy with all that money they just gave him.
I mean, yeah, man.
We're just talking about that.
Yeah, this front seven's pretty good. Patrick Queen's is a really good rusher from the inside as well as a linebacker. He can run and hit and go sideline to sideline, but he's a good blitzer too. We saw that in Baltimore. So this is a formidable defense. You know, they were plus 11 in the giveaway takeaway, which was one of the is like we're top three in the league. Minkah Fitzpatrick is owned the football and has come in his area. So this is going to be a really tall task for this new offense in Zach Robinson against a really good defense.
Dave Archer joining us here, talking some Falcons football ahead of Week One against the Steelers coming up on Sunday afternoon. And you detailed a lot of it right there with maybe some of the tendencies being a little bit different on offense. Obviously, new OC, Kirk Cousins being here. If there's an individual on offense that you think stands to benefit the most from playing alongside Kirk Cousins, who do you think that'll be?
I think it's got to be, and I'm going to go right into Randy's wheelhouse here. It's got to be Kyle Pitts. I think that Kyle Pitts is a guy that I've been saying it for, three or four weeks. I'm sure Randy's been saying the same thing based on what he's seen and the way Kyle, as aggressive as Kyle's been in practice, and kind of what seems to be a nice little bond that those two, started when he first got in the building. I think Kyle senses, obviously, you're seeing all these guys get paid, and you can't help but see that as a player, that if he has a monster year this year, then he's going to be in line to get one of those kind of, and that's not necessarily your only motivation, but it's certainly part of it, and then all of a sudden you start thinking about playoffs. They've never been to the playoffs, these young players that are here, he in London and obviously Bijan. But I think Kyle is a guy that, based on what Zach's going to do with him, move him around, on the move, lined up outside, inside, in the backfield, I think he has a chance to have a huge year.
You think the new addition, especially on defense day, they'll be ready to, I know they'll be ready to roll, but I'm talking about like a full boat. I'm talking about Judon and Simmons and those guys. Do you think it's, you want to maybe try to ease them in, or is it like it's go time right now for them?
I think you got to go, Randy. I mean, it'd be interesting to hear what you have to say about, this is an offensive line for Pittsburgh that's in flux right now. They've got some young guys on the offensive line. They've got injuries on the offensive line. They've got a new quarterback that played kind of half the preseason. He was kind of in a battle the whole time, and so he was uncertain as to what was going on with the other guy. So, man, I would come out and I'd get after him. I'd be bringing pressures. I'd do all sorts of stuff. I think you trust the secondary. You got those two safeties back there you love. I think you love one of the corners. You're going to, obviously, Hughes is going to have to step up, and he offered step up in those areas. But I don't know, are you overly scared of the Steeler wide receiver group? Mm-mm. I mean, you like Freiermuth, the tight end. You like Pickens. He's a big-time player, but that's about it. And so as far as name recognition, now somebody may burst on the scene and be that new guy, but still, I think you make them go prove that they can win in the National Football League, and don't let Pickens make a play, and let's see somebody else make a play.
What do you expect the breakdown to be as far as, obviously, Russell Wilson's the starter, but it sounds like Justin Fields is going to get some snaps. I don't know how many that's going to be, but with Arthur Smith there calling plays, like, what do you expect that to look like on Sunday?
Well, it's going to be odd, Andy, because you can't just bring Fields in to run the football.
Right.
Okay, so if he comes in the game, there's got to be a package of plays where he's able to throw it too. And let's face it, other than a few games in his career, he's had some disappointing moments when he's put the ball in the air, and he's been dynamic running the football. So how does that look? The divide of what you're going to do now, is it the first game of the year? So you can get away with, okay, every time I bring Justin Fields in the game, we run the ball. And let's say it's five or six times in the game, okay, and we've got a certain way we got to, maybe it's a bootleg with a run-pass option, but we want to get his ability out on the edge and his explosiveness on the edge. You can get away with that in week one. So that's probably what we'll see. It'll be a little bit more of a combined scenario, but as you get further into the season, which we don't necessarily have to worry about, they're going to have to be a little bit more diverse as to what he does when he comes in the game. Again, you don't have to worry about that in week one because there is no book on him, right? So I think it's going to be probably – I think you're going to probably see him, I don't know, 5 to 7 times in the game. Mm-hmm. I don't think – if Russell's playing pretty well, I'm not sure you want to pull him out of the game.
Right.
But, these will be discussions that he, Smith, and the two quarterbacks and certainly Mike Tomlin, they'll sit down and say, okay, this is what we're doing here. I would assume that they're going to be pretty transparent with those guys. So nobody gets their feathers ruffled because they're getting pulled out of the game.
Dave, how do you think that, especially as the season is just starting and everything like that, and you're like that, these guys have not had a lot of contact to the ground and everything? How do you think they go about the distribution of the carries between Tyler and Bijan?
Well, I think Bijan's the featured guy. I think Tyler's obviously that. You go maybe a couple series, and if Bijan sees the ball a couple, maybe, and I don't know, an inordinate amount of time in the first couple series, that then you're going to get Tyler in the game. And you want to get him in the game early on anyway to get him up to speed. Because
right.
at some point, if something happens to somebody, he's going to need to come in and hit the ground running. So, pun intended. So, but I think the divide will be probably 60-40, 65-35 probably. They're going to want Bijan, and Bijan's going to be more of a featured runner. And I know he ran for 900 yards last year and all that kind of stuff. I think he's going to be a little bit more of a running back as opposed to a gadget guy. You know, I think they'll use him in some things, but I think you're going to see him turn and hand him the ball.
Without a roster, Dave, when they go shine, like they're going to put a defensive lineman back there, right? Or I was thinking because you know, Algiers a big back, but I don't think I want him leading on like short yards and go on.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Please.
I would agree. I would agree on that. And Dwelly's not a big tight end either. Right. So he's your third tight end. So it's not like you have like that blocking tight end other than Warner. So does Warner slide into the backfield off the edge? I don't think you want to do that either, Randy. It's going to be extra offensive linemen that are going to step in the game, and I'm sure they'll rep that here this week to get, because we didn't see that really much in the preseason. So they'll rep some of these offensive linemen. I don't know if they'll go to a full back scenario, but if they do, I wouldn't mind Ruka Roro leading me through the hole or somebody like that. Huh?
Sure. Did you guys see the player that the Chargers designated
yes.
as a fullback?
Yes.
He's a D lineman.
Yes. That's from that old from the Baltimore Ravens, the big guy. So
yeah.
they brought
Ricard,
him
right?
Ricard, yeah. Yeah.
No, you got to go back to the Fridge, man. The Fridge was the first guy they put in the backfield. That was back in the mid 80s. They put the Fridge disintegrate whoever stepped in the hole.
Dave, did he ever block anybody or was he always getting the ball?
No, he ran into a few people.
Oh, okay.
He ran into a few people.
Okay,
and, you know, when you get a refrigerator falls on you, you're going to move.
Yeah,
so,
you don't want that. You don't want that.
He blocked it, but he became a cult hero because they started handing the ball and they threw him a pass and all that kind of stuff. And then I think he became divish, almost like a tight end, like a Randy McMichael.
Oh,
he became very diva-like. He wanted the ball. He didn't want to block anybody.
Arch, great to hear your voice, man. We look forward to talking every Wednesday.
Appreciate it, Dave.
I love it, guys. Great to be with you all. Take care.
Dave Archer there, Atlanta Falcons analyst, obviously former Falcons quarterback. He will be one half of the broadcast team coming up on Sunday afternoon with Wes Durham. 1 o'clock kickoff. Pre-game at 11, Wade Ford tailgate show at 9.
It's on.
Yeah, it's on.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.